News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
So that deal between the US and Iran signed following the G7. Here is what Trump had to say.
No, it's not final. It's a memorandum of understanding. And if I don't like it, we'll go back to shooting at them, dropping bombs on their head. If I don't like it, if they don't behave, we'll go right back to dropping bombs right smack in the middle of their head. Okay? Because they've misbehaved for 47 years. All right?
So that's Donald Trump speaking after the signing of the deal between Iran and the US. And interesting analysis has been circulating of that deal. The general broad consensus seems to be that it has erred significantly in favor of the Iranians. Andrew Neil, for instance, the former editor of the Sunday Times BBC TV anchor, chairman of Sky TV, posted that the US has circulated its version of the memo of understanding with Iran to G7 leaders in France. It's as bad, if not worse, than expected. He goes on to say, the US undertakes to work with Iran and Gulf allies to create a $300 billion reconstruction package for Iran, so America will now become a partner with the tyrants of Tehran. It goes on to say, when Donald Trump insisted the war would only end with unconditional surrender, it never crossed my mind he meant his own. Mark Weiss, Israel correspondent with the Irish Times, is with us. Mark, is Andrew Neil's analysis on the money?
I think so. I think certainly from Israel's perspective, this deal is an utter disaster. Not one single war aim by Israel, stated by Israel, has been achieved. There have been undoubtedly significant military achievements during the campaign against Iran, but Prime Minister Netanyahu and his erstwhile ally in the White House seems to have failed to translate this military success on the battleground into strategic achievements. Many in Israel have gone as far as to say that this memorandum of understanding basically could have been written in Tehran and forced on the Americans to sign it. It's difficult to see any significant Iranian concessions at all.
Now, Hillary Clinton was quoted recently talking about the pressure that she came on when she was Secretary of State from Benjamin Netanyahu and described exactly the kind of warnings that Donald Trump received. Netanyahu saying their jets are being fueled as we speak. We must strike or we will be destroyed. This was seen in the Israeli right wing and hard right as being a once in a lifetime opportunity that they were given the backing from the states that they previously hadn't got. Have they achieved anything of significance?
As I just said, they've achieved very significant military successes. There's no doubt about that. The Iranian nuclear program and its ballistic missile program were set back, some would say, by years. But there is nothing, certainly in the memorandum of understanding, and it's doubtful that anything will be agreed in the coming months and years even, depends how long these negotiations drag on, that will set back any Iranian desires to achieve a nuclear bomb or reinstitute their missile capabilities over the coming years. So as far as Iran is concerned, they have emerged despite losing a lot of their military capabilities, even stronger as a regional power. And I think that's been also noted by the Gulf states, who all of them came under attack from Iran during the war, but now seem quite keen to settle with Iran under some kind of new regional relationship.
Now, what's your expectation of the way that the further negotiations will go? Because we heard that clip there of Donald Trump saying that this is a 60-day pause, essentially, and that if he doesn't like the way that they react, he will go back to, quotes, shooting at him, dropping bombs right in their heads.
I don't think anyone in the region here is taking those comments seriously. It's very difficult to imagine, after all this, that the United States would reinstitute a military campaign against Iran, even at the end of the 60-day negotiations, assuming there's no progress on any of the main issues, or at some time in the future. We've seen what the war against Iran has done to global markets. We've seen what effect this has had on inflation throughout the West, and how this was the main factor forcing President Trump into this agreement without any major strategic victory for the US. It's difficult to see that he would return to engaging in a war against Iran, particularly bearing in mind that the midterms will be even closer after this 60-day pause or ceasefire, if you like. So he can make these comments and threaten a renewal of hostilities if he doesn't like the way things turn out. But it's difficult to see that happening.
We'll be getting a little bit more into the detail of the agreement after 8 o'clock mark. But there's one specific area that I just wanted your take on, because I wonder how it will be sold by Donald Trump domestically, which is the US undertaking to create a $300 billion reconstruction package for Iran. So having spent tens, if not hundreds of billions, bombing Iran, the US is now committing to spending hundreds of billions.
And that's only one of the financial incentives that Iran, financial benefits that Iran will be receiving at some stage in this process. Just remember that before this special fund, there will be an immediate lifting of the US naval blockade. There will be an immediate lifting of sanctions and the unfreezing of billions of dollars of Iranian assets. So even before this special fund, the regime in Iran, which desperately needs these financial incentives, the Iranian economy is in a catastrophic position. And more than anything, the regime needs a very quick influx of cash. And this is exactly what this agreement is giving them. And that's before we even get to this fund of billions that you mentioned. So from the financial point of view, this is a big win for the regime.
Mark, thank you so much. Mark Weiss, Israel correspondent with the Irish Times. And as I say, after 8 o'clock, we'll be getting into the detail of the deal and how it will impact both on Iran and on the wider region.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.